Hello and welcome to episode 14 of Gossip Column, the show that discusses who is going where in January. Today is absolutely no different. A bumper transfer bundle is ready to be digested. And without further ado, let's crack on. Where should we go first? Let's start in London. It's usually Chelsea, but today it's Arsenal. And the news that Unai Emery is supposedly happy to allow Mesut Ozil to leave the club. When you consider that Mesut Ozil is on 350 grand a week, is he injured? Has he been dropped? There's a lot of uncertainty around the German international at the moment. And I guess it's logical that there is a lot of money sort of being tied up with the 30-year-old. And now Emery, who has shown a ruthless streak in terms of who he needs and who he doesn't want at the North London outfit, has now come to the conclusion that Ozil would be better moved on and that money used elsewhere, which when you consider last week, they said they've got no money for permanent signings, could well free it up and actually get some people in the door before the end of the month. So we'll have to see how this situation pans out at the Emirates. Chelsea now, and they'll demand £100 million for Eden Hazard, which, when you consider Christian Eriksen in the same sort of ilk was being banded around the price tag of about £125 million, that's probably a bargain. But at the same time, £100 million is probably more likely of a deal to actually come to fruition. I think from Tottenham, it's more sort of scare tactics and a case of, well, no, you know, put a ludicrous price on someone's head, scare them off. But if Chelsea say £100 million, I think that's not going to deter Real Madrid in any way. And I think, like I've sort of said before, Christian Pulisic coming into the club is just sort of preparing everyone for Hazard's exit. You almost get the feeling that Hazard's outgrown Chelsea. He's almost sort of too good for the club now. It's not sort of taking anything away from the Stamford Bridge outfit, but you do sort of see that Hazard is a step above. And when you get to that sort of level, it is time to sort of kick on, especially at the age of 28, where you sort of think, is this the last opportunity of a big move and the big pay packet that comes with it? So, like I say, I think Chelsea fans are almost prepared or ready for the fact that he will be moving on in the summer. Someone who will be moving on from London, but very soon, and that's Marko Arnautovic. £35 million is going to be the price to take him to Shanghai SIPG. Yes, that footballing powerhouse in China have stumped up for £35 million. Arnautovic, on a Saturday, gave an interesting exit when he got substituted against Arsenal. It wasn't just the usual sort of shake hands with the player coming on. It was a quick wave to the fans as well, intimating a goodbye. And you do get the feeling that Arnautovic is very close to having a Chinese takeaway. And staying with West Ham, they're going to be going for Callum Wilson from Bournemouth. But Callum Wilson, obviously, we knew yesterday that Chelsea have been told it's going to cost them £75 million for that to be the case. So whether West Ham can find £75 million down the back of their sofa, I don't think they can, to be honest. So if he's going to be going anywhere, it'll be Chelsea. But I think even that might be too expensive for Chelsea. So I'm quietly confident that Callum Wilson might be still in Bournemouth kind of come the end of the month. Then again, if Chelsea or even West Ham can test Bournemouth's resolve with a bit of £50 million, that might be something that pushes him to past his new. Sevilla, they've given up on Alvaro Morata. £40 million, they feel, is not enough. Or sorry, it's too much for the Spanish international, especially with the form he's been in at the moment. Whether that opens the door for Atletico Madrid or maybe even Real Madrid, who are looking for a forward. It looks like a move to La Liga could be in the offing. I know one option there is just see the door closed. But there's even Barcelona been in the mix as well. So, you know, if you've got the three biggest clubs in Spain reportedly going for the striker, don't be too surprised if he does swap the Premier League for La Liga. Going up to Manchester now, going up north. And the news today is the group of players that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been working with over the past month or so, they actually really want him to stay. I think it's obvious that they're loving their football. Something's evident with the fact they've won 6 from 6. That run continued on Sunday with a win over Tottenham. But Solskjaer's really got his team ticking again. You could argue that they're down tools under Mourinho, but that's certainly not the case this time around. And I think the fact that he's got off to such a blistering start has made the Man United board sit up and take notice and think, oh, do you know what, maybe we've got not a plan A, but a plan A1 in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And it might just well be that they don't have to worry about paying £50 million or trying to pay £50 million for Mauricio Pochettino. The answer could be lying right under their nose. If that is to be the case, then Solskjaer wants to perhaps offload some players. And one of those could be Marouane Fellaini, who could be allowed to leave on loan in January. He's not really, I don't know, the first name on the T-sheet under the Norwegian. So it could be a case of just sort of pruning the squad and maybe shaping it with a view to taking on the role permanently at the start of next season. And the Norwegian has consulted Alex Ferguson in terms of team selections after being sacked from Jose Mourinho. That's probably no real surprise. It's also no real surprise that Mike Phelan's part of the backroom staff. Ferguson's probably had a word with the United hierarchy and said, look, if it's going to be done, let's do it this way. And they're already reaping the benefits, aren't they? Chelsea, they've agreed terms with Leandro Paredes from Zenit St. Petersburg. £27 million is going to be the price to switch him from the Russian Premier League to the English one. There are three clubs going for Arnaud Danjuma, Groeneveld. I do struggle with those foreign names. He's the Club Brugge winger, and Liverpool, Tottenham and Everton are after him. Well, I don't know. Do Liverpool, Tottenham really need a 21-year-old winger? Probably not. Then again, do Everton? Not really. So, again, not really top priority for either of those three clubs. The Higuain transfer saga rolls on. Juventus and AC Milan are going to hold talks over his desire to join Chelsea. How that's going to manifest. Are Milan ready to give him up? I guess they've got to give him back to Juventus for him to go elsewhere. PSG, they've identified the need for defensive midfielder. A name earlier in the week was Abdoulaye Doucouré from Watford. Another name in the hat now is Idrissa Gueye from Everton. I mean, bloody hell. I mean, if either of those, no disrespect to them, went to PSG, they'd... It's an unexpected move, and I guess, are they really PSG calibre? Perhaps not, but then again, are they just being needed to fill a squad role? I mean, to be honest, it'd be a massive step up for either of those. Whether they can actually do so, I don't know. Wolves, they're interested in getting their skates on for Moritz Bauer, pun intended there. The 26-year-old right-back is being viewed by Nuno Espirito Santo as someone who can come in to Molineux for the rest of the season. West Ham, they're looking to sign Bristol Rovers defender Michael Kelly. The 21-year-old has his contract expiring at the end of the season. West Ham are ready to pounce there. Frankie de Jong, well, he's linked with Tottenham in the week. Unfortunately, again, bad news for Tottenham as he's close to joining PSG for around £67 million, earning £7 million in wages. Wow. I think that's, what, 140 grand a week. Nice work if you can get it. Shinji Okazaki wants to leave Leicester due to a lack of first-team football, and I don't blame him. Everton are lining up a £25 million bid for Borja Iglesias, no relation to the singer Julio, or at least I don't think he is. £25 million is going to be the cost for that. If that's his buyout clause, if that's met, then he could very well be going to Merseyside. Marseille, they can't afford a fee, or they can't agree a fee for Mario Balotelli. The Nice striker has been linked with Newcastle this month, but it could be staying in France, should I say, and... But at the moment, that doesn't even really look like it's going to materialise. It looks like it's just be staying in Nice, which is nice. And what else? What have we got? Finally, Real Madrid and Marca, the paper, have urged Isco to change the people that represent him, or it risks ending his career. Because, I don't know, maybe he's had some bad advice in terms of transfers. I think Isco, is he itching for a move? I know a lot of clubs have been linked with him in the past, but it's a link that never really materialises into anything concrete. Obviously, well, if it was, he wouldn't be at the Bernabeu, would he? But it's always, a lazy sort of rumour that they see Isco on the fringes of first-team football, and they must think, OK, well, he must be ready for a move to the Premier League. I mean, he'd be very well suited to the English top flight, but again, nothing's ever really been concrete or forthcoming in terms of bids, so it's a bit of a non-story. And in terms of stories, I've run out for today. So, as always, I'm sponsored by Loserpool. My name's Dan Tracy. This is The Real Football Cast in association with Loserpool. And until next time, goodbye.